Hello.
I'm trying to kick it tonight. Oh, oh. So, baby, tell me what that thing smells like. I'm
Can
trying to.
you feel?
What did I walk into here?
No. I'm singing BET Uncut stuff. She's singing, Circle of Life? Can
no.
you feel tonight?
That's not Circle of Life.
Oh, that sound like it. You know,
both of y'all sound like y'all just on the wrong page. In a collaboration.
That's what we do, man. You know,
is it really?
That is what you know. That's what we do. You're an ass.
I don't like the way you said
this
that.
Is how we do it.
Paul.
This is how we do it.
Paul, kind of buzzing. It's all because.
I'll wait for somebody to sing a gospel song right after that.
Oh, no. I can't think of it right now. What the hell? Somebody breathing hard? What the hell is that?
It sound like somebody walking.
Oh, Duke, are you over there jerking? What the fuck? What's going on?
Nah. It wouldn't sound like that.
Sorry, I was dancing. I was probably my headphones okay. I was getting a little bit into the groove.
So how y'all feeling tonight, man?
I'm feeling good. It's kind of
Saturday.
Warm out, though.
Warm ain't the word, man. It's fucking hot.
It's hot as shit.
We've been asking for it, though.
Yeah. Can't complain about what
you're
asking.
I mean, I appreciate it. But I don't.
Fuck that. Fuck that shit. Yeah, I don't appreciate shit. Fuck that heat. But then, like,
I like the heat.
Now watch, about 3-4 months from now, a blizzard gonna happen, and we're like, God damn it, shit! When it was hot, we wasn't having it shit.
For like
a week,
6 months.
A week
straight.
From now.
Yeah, that's Chicago for you.
Yeah, don't let it mess around and rain for 3 months.
I know, right? Shit, I ain't know it rained last night.
It did.
Yeah, it rained. Exactly.
Shit.
I know. I woke up and said, "Damn, the shit all over my car. What the fuck?" Thank God.
I think it's the best sleep when it's like a thunderstorm. It's like the wind blowing, it's lightning, thunder. Yeah. Like you turn over in the middle of the night, see it's raining, just go right back to sleep. It's like, oh yeah.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you live in the country.
Mm-mm. Melrose Park ain't the country.
For real. It's real here. You know, gunshots in here. That's his thunder. Motherfucking motherfucking gunshots.
Fuck you, man.
What the hell? An ambulance light, that's just lightning.
Hey, right, that's the lightning.
Police
lights and ambulance.
Hey, just because you live out there in the boondocks with all the raccoons and the possums and shit, don't be hating on me.
Hey, man.
Apartment.
Oh, we have raccoons and bunnies too. Oh, my goodness.
I was walking the other night, right? It was about a week ago. I kid you not. A fucking skunk popped up right in front of me, right?
Shit, got your ass.
Man, I put my hands up like he was a cop. Like, hey, you got it, bro. I bagged up. I swear to God, I bagged up across the street.
Just like, nah, I wanna keep you good.
I don't want no parts of that.
It's like, damn,
I don't even
right,
know how to clean that off.
Yeah.
He gave me his little French accent, and I walked away.
He tiptoed through the tulips.
I walked away from that one.
Well, hey,
let him win,
dude,
that battle.
Didn't you have a basketball game last week or this week?
That was... Hold on, my days are running together. That was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, then I know you said y'all was running for y'all was going for the championship or something.
Yeah, we won.
Did y'all win?
Yes, sir. Undefeated.
Oh, man. I got to get my team together and whoop that ass then.
Yeah, that wouldn't happen.
That would
happen. You can try, though.
And guess what? I'm guarding you. Listen, y'all. My brother Duke is 6 feet, right?
Drake
I'm 6'1".
Drake sigh.
said Drake sigh.
It's a Drake
is this
sigh.
Like street ball, which you guys do?
No, it's real basketball. We got referees and coaches and trophies and all that good stuff.
Let me tell you this about my brother Duke, man. Like my man's NBA bound.
Was.
He was NBA bound. But till I crossed him over and broke his ankles,
exactly what happened. Exactly. That's the story. Yes. And we're all going to stick to that. Yeah, we're going to stick
right.
Dang it, Terrell.
No, but no, seriously. my brother was dope, man. And without, you know, I've never really asked him what happened, but whatever happened, it happened for a reason, man. My brother's still great, you know.
That's true, man.
You know, my brother, like, I seen him hoop, and now he a vegan now. He got superpowers, so shit happens.
Superpowers. Oh, speaking of superpowers, breaking news.
What?
Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What's that? It was called Ape Shit.
I think yep. so. Do they do they have an album out, or is it just
they have song? A whole album.
It's a whole album?
Mm-hmm. They dropped a whole album.
Is it out?
Just what's like what she did. What was that one? I don't know the name of it. Hold on.
Oh, wait, On a Run too.
It was live. It was live. I don't know if they was playing a whole thing, but it was live. And they dropped a whole album.
I wonder how many songs it is. I haven't checked it yet.
I'm gonna be honest, like, you know. I remember, you know, me and you was talking, Duke was in the car, and he was like, you like this Beyonce rapping, you like the way she rap.
Yeah.
And everything. I like it too. I like it, you know, it's side. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of annoying to me now. Like, I miss the singer Beyonce. I know she still do that. I know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know who she's trying to appease, though, doing that. She's trying to be hood Beyonce now. You know, my hood.
The radio.
Yeah, okay, I guess. All right, let's leave it at that.
She does, but she's been doing that. Like, if you listen to it,
Everything is Love.
Everything is Love. Hey, that shit might be, I don't know, man. I'm going to check it out.
It's her and Jay-Z throughout the whole album.
No, of course. Yeah, I'm going to check it out. Yeah. But, you know, it's just like, I don't know, man.
Y'all tripping.
No, I ain't say Beyonce. I didn't like it. I ain't say I didn't like it. I'm not feeling... You know, when Beyonce rap like that, some songs she is dope. Like on the with the top off joint with Future, DJ Khaled. Mm-hmm. I like that. No, I like that. But it's just, I don't know. I think if you R&B man, stick to what you do. You know, maybe because I sing, and you won't never catch me rapping because Duke, you say I suck at rapping. So you know, you won't find me too heavy. Trying to rap, but I'll say my ass off in a second.
But if you're good at it, or if you are sonically good at it,
right?
I'm okay with it. Like Drake can rap and he can sing. I prefer him to rap, but when he sings, I'm not sitting there like, oh, here we go. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's cool.
I would go away.
Yeah, it's not bad. Right. So it's just like Beyonce. She can sing. She's better at singing, but. You know, if she raps, it's not bad.
No, it's not horrible, terrible. But I don't know. You know, maybe because I'm just used to one thing, and maybe because I'm just an R&B dude. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a late boomer when it comes to the rap shit. Like, I got into rap like in 93. You know what I'm
and
saying?
And I hate it. You know who I hated when they rap? Oh. It was two people, actually. R. Kelly and Usher.
Oh, yeah.
They did it before.
Oh.
Yeah. They called me
Usher. They called me U-S-H-E-R-Y-A. Like, dude, shut up. Who the fuck put this? He wrote that himself. Yeah. So you know that shit was trash. You know that shit was trash. He wrote that shit himself.
Yeah, Jermaine Dupri said, yo, you go ahead, you keep that. That's you. You go ahead and do that.
On the real, he was like, "All right, man, do what you do, man. You on the road, bro. Ain't nobody gonna deny you." He did.
What song did R. Kelly rap on? Best of Both Worlds.
It was R and Best of Both.
Yeah,
matter of fact,
yeah.
And what was the one? It wasn't that bad. It was an okay album, but. What was the Double Up? That's the name of it.
Double Up.
Was he technically rapping in Ignition? Was that technically
it's
a rap thing?
It's the remix to Ignition. Hiding fresh out the kitchen. I don't know.
I mean, he was rapping.
I'm not trying to be rude, but hey, pretty girl, offending you the way you.
Yeah, you got a point.
Was that like?
Yeah.
That was technically him rapping, though, right?
Yeah.
Might have been.
No more feeling what you're feeling. No more
wishing. What about Trapped in the Closet?
Huh?
Oh
no, that's
Trapped in
the Closet.
No, that was singing.
That's like poetry.
Yeah.
He came out the cupboard. Came out the cupboard.
So that's like,
oh my God, it's a robber. Robber.
So that's like when they do the, when they snap the fingers. That's what he was doing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Kind of like the hip opera kind of thing.
Hip opera, yeah.
You can do it, Pip Lucius.
Lucius.
You can do it.
Stop all that pimping.
No,
but I think the best so far that I heard was, remember way back, well, it wasn't that far back, when Buster came out with Touch It.
Touch it, bring it, play it, watch it, turn it.
And he had what? Who did he have on there? He had Papoose. He had Mary J.
You know what's crazy? I don't remember the dudes he had on there besides DMX. That was
he had a lot of people on there.
I know he had the I remember the females. I don't remember the dudes. I remember Spliff and DMX, but I don't remember
who was that one guy in blue. What was? Oh my God.
The white guy in blue.
Yeah.
Ah, shit.
Lloyd Banks.
He was on there?
Yeah.
He might have been. It was a lot
he
of people.
He was the one in blue, yeah. And he had two parts to it. But I think the first part was just him. And then the second part, like part two, was when he had all of the.
I thought the remix was him and Missy.
It was Rodigga, Missy, Rodigga, Eve.
Mary J.
Yeah, Eve, I think. I could be wrong.
Oh, man, he should have had Kim on there, too. Shit, and Foxy, shit. Might have been through all of the ass. You know,
I think Foxy Queen was Latifah. Still, was Foxy still deaf around that time?
Damn, still deaf.
No. Listen, oh my mama.
Was she still deaf?
I thought she was deaf.
If she is deaf, I mean, you don't just recover from that. Like you just...
No,
but she's still deaf.
No, she recovered. Like, she got her everything. God damn.
I think she's coming out. But I know what you mean. She was deaf right. for a second, but right. it wasn't. I don't know how bad it was, though.
Damn. Like, yeah, it was bad.
I mean, she can hear. I mean, she can hear. You know what I'm saying? She can hear, man.
No, let me shut up. I'm going to shut up. Yes, you're right.
They put on headphones. They probably just turn that shit up loud, too.
Turn them shits up.
Turn my shits up. Hey, we had maximum volume.
Damn you, Dave Chappelle. Turn them shits up.
Holy.
Damn.
Man. Oh, she got an album coming out, too.
Who?
Foxy.
Damn, you shit.
I think Lil Kim just dropped the album not too long ago, too.
She got a song with somebody.
Ooh, we it's Lil Kim.
You know what? Like the thing that annoys me with Lil Kim is that she's still competing with Nicki. She's still trying to compete with Nicki.
I don't think she is.
I think she is only because like all the extra shit she's doing. Like before Nicki came, like Kim was winding down. She was winding down, but then when Nicki came, she's like, oh shit, this bitch trying to steal my style. Let me go at her for that. And then she kept
let me
going.
Like step back out to let them know who, you know, who the queen,
who the real queen is. Yeah.
She kept going. And
I mean,
even though she's not literally beefing, but I think she's still competing with
her. To be honest, man, like the problem, like, I don't have a problem with Kim. I like Kim. I love Kim. Kim is
who doesn't?
She the OG. But I mean, when you got when Nicki Minaj was coming out, like, come on now, she was doing everything Kim did, every photo shoot she did, it was something reminiscent to something Kim did in the past. So
Cardi B is doing it now,
right? So it's just like, you know, it's one thing to like do it once or twice. It's another to like have your entire catalog up until your album drops be something of Lil Kim.
It was just copied completely.
Okay. Yeah, it's just a complete copy. So it's just like, come on now. Like, yes, yeah. Like, Lil Kim had to step out and say, like, yo, I need you to
bow
chill
down.
Out.
You know, but then that's just like saying for every R&B album that's came out with all the dudes from Michael Jackson's Billie Jean or Thriller album, he laying on his side. Whole bunch of motherfuckers in there. Lionel Richie, Luther Vandross. I don't see them.
Who did it first, though?
I think Michael Jackson.
Yeah, Michael.
Michael Jackson.
Then Lionel Richie was fouled for that deal. Because I remember You know, I remember both of them had the curl. Lionel Richie came out with the curl and the white
shirt. We'll find a way.
Yeah, Lionel Richie ain't had that step though. He ain't had that moonwalk on in him. He ain't got none of that. He ain't had none of that.
It's your little sliver swagger.
Yeah, Lionel Richie just had a thick ass mustache. That's all he had.
Yeah, the Steve Harvey before Steve Harvey.
Yeah.
Yo, speaking of Steve Harvey, did y'all see that Family Feud? Yeah.
I refuse to watch anything Kanye West. Listen,
brother, I
know. Oh, yeah.
I didn't watch it because I didn't want to. I'm with you on that. You know what I'm saying? But the idea, like, think about it. They both visited Trump.
Conspiracy theory.
You know what I'm saying? They both visited
him. Oh, shit. You're right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They both friends with him or whatever. I'm like,
damn.
You know? Like, whoa.
Damn, what's going on here, man?
That's what I'm saying. How did that shit come about?
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
I never thought about that.
Yeah, dude.
You're absolutely right.
Dude, when I first saw, I was like, look at this shit. Both these motherfuckers visited Trump. Same week or same month.
Yeah, same week.
Yeah, same week.
But they need to stick together now because they pretty much got kicked out of our community.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We had a black delegation trade Kanye and Steve Harvey for Eminem and Snow.
Snow.
Boom, boom, down. No,
yeah,
that's
man,
crazy.
That's crazy.
So even though you're not fucking with Ye like that, did you enjoy Nas's album though? Because I do.
I honestly haven't heard it yet.
Hear it, man. Hear it.
Oh, I'm definitely gonna hear it.
You know what I'm saying? Because yeah, you will not be disappointed. This is classic Illmatic Nas. You know what I'm saying?
I listen to everything Nas. When he did the collab with him and ooh, I don't want to get their names wrong because I get them mixed up. Damian Marley?
Yeah, Damian. Yeah.
Yeah. I listened to that whole album. I still got that album.
Yeah, that shit dope.
I listen to all Nas stuff, man.
Yeah. I just felt it because we had the conversation last week. You said, the week before, you was like, you don't fuck with nothing that has Kanye with it.
No. I'm not supporting Kanye, the individual. Like, if he makes an album for somebody else, this is somebody else's words. Not Kanye's, so.
But it's his
if he does the beats, you know, that's something I gotta live with. But as far as like his words, I don't want to hear him speak for the rest of my life. I don't.
That's some hard shit, dude. That's some hard shit.
It is what it is, man.
Oh, baby.
You said what?
I said, I hope he figures that out. Poor baby.
Poor guy.
It'll be too late by then.
He just lost.
He got that teacup joint forever.
Teacup?
Yeah, get out.
Oh.
He married. He got three kids. Yeah, he's stuck forever for life. Clean, clean, clean.
Yeah, well, I think Kim Kardashian got more sense than he do. Man, that's sad.
At this point, she's kind of like in that, what's the name? Melania?
Oh, Melania Trump?
Yeah, she's kind of like in that stage low-key where she just got to be there. Just like, okay, this is my husband. I got to support him.
You know what?
Let me just go on for now.
I neglected to say this last week when we was talking about it, but, I think that she sees the way how Jay-Z and Beyonce are. They're like the Michelle and Barack Obama of hip hop. And so I guess she figured that her and Kanye are like the Trump and Melania of hip hop.
No. She don't think that.
I don't know if she think at all, but I don't know.
Because she was telling, well, apparently she was telling Kanye, like, because in. Apparently, she was telling Kanye, like, you need to chill out. Like, shut the fuck up. Like,
wow.
Yeah, she was telling him, like, yeah, like, man, what are you doing? Like, chill out.
He on his own then.
Yeah. So that's why I say she got more sense than he does.
Times when she was pregnant. Oh, that one, what, what, three times?
No, she was pregnant twice.
I don't know, twice. But when he got up on them award shows and he was giving them like lone drunken speeches, she was kind of sitting there like she was smiling, but you could tell she was a little embarrassed. Like, oh shit, here we go.
Yeah.
And that's when he announced like President 2020, whatever. And she's like, ah, shit, here we go. But I need to get him off stage. Like, I need to get him off stage. He's doing a little bit too much now.
Right.
That's what Ye does.
Like we didn't even talk about this before he got on stage.
Right?
Goddamn Ye. I'm going to pray for my man. I pray that he gets it together. I hope it will be something that wakes his ass up, man. And he comes back to Chicago and tell GLC and Rhyme Fest, I'm sorry. That's going to make College Dropout 2.0 and make this the dopest album ever. And that's hopefully Duke will listen to us this time. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
But Kanye used to be so good, though. Oh, my goodness.
Kanye got to do a lot for me to even look his direction.
Damn, man. You know what? I hope I never fuck up when it comes to anything with you, man. Damn. You don't leave your brother like that? Like, that. I don't fuck
that's the Pisces in me, man.
I know that's what we do, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, man. It's like once you show me a side of yourself that I can't. Yeah.
Wait, hold on. I hear some hate about the Pisces right now. What?
Uh-oh.
What?
Speaking of this whole freaking Zodiac Pisces crap.
You know what?
Yeah, what's I just believe that crap. I mean, come on now.
What's your Zodiac sign?
Okay, well, let me see. Supposedly, before a year ago, I was a Virgo, but now it turns out I'm a Leo. So you tell me what I am, because apparently I don't know
it. Wait, is that because they added that new sign to the astrology thing?
I thought they took it away.
No, they added. They kept that shit. And it's like I forgot the. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, do you believe in it? Because I was having a conversation with a female last month, and she was talking about like. Yeah, I'm a Libra, and the Cancers, you know who who attracts me or whatever she was saying. I forget. I turned deaf in on after a while.
Man. I do believe in zodiac signs.
I do to a certain degree because it's some Pisces. Like, dude, yeah, I mean, some Pisces that you just don't get along with.
Yeah, I mean, but you got to think about it, like Pisces, because we're the last sign in the
astrology.
In astrology, like we're basically like every last one of them rolled up into one. So we people say we're emotional. Sometimes we're passionate. Sometimes we're, you know,
dreamers.
Dreamers. Everything. Like no lie, like in a day I can go through at least four emotions in a day. So
sure the hell didn't miss this.
But on the outside, but if you were on the outside looking in, you couldn't even tell.
Hey.
He's got a straight poker face.
I think I seen all four of those in Memphis. At the hookah joint, you remember at when we was in school?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, man. I was pissed. Yeah. Hey, you get information like that, bro.
Yeah, you went left. Yeah. I remember when we was in school and I went off on what, I forgot what teacher it was. You said, you made fun of me. He's like, you went like a different level. He's like, what the fuck? That's exactly what you did. You went from one to two to three.
Your ass remember everything from high school.
I do, man. You know what I'm saying? Because that was funny shit.
Yeah, you did. I do remember that too.
And you did. And I thought about that night. I was like, damn, this nigga just did the same shit. He was like, huh? What? Huh? How the fuck?
Yeah, man. That shit pissed me off.
Scared the shit out of me.
I can't tell. I can't tell. I'm not going to tell the story. But because it's pretty bad. Yeah. But luckily, fortunately, nothing bad happened.
Right.
But when you're like hundreds of miles away,
dumb and, shit happens. You know,
stupid shit happens with your kid. You kind of just in a world where you just want to fucking smash everything.
Yeah. And my man went to a whole never with that shit. I, like I said, I've known this man for so long. I've never seen him do that. He scared the shit out of me. I'm like, I'm stuck with this nigga for the next 48 hours. Like, this nigga gonna hulk out on me and just blow up my nigga. What the fuck? I was scared, though. You know,
Virgo.
Yeah. Virgos.
See, this tells you something. I don't believe in it. Because generally, when you look at Virgos, it's like, oh, you're perfectionist. You're so nice and neat. You like to overthink and all that stuff. But me and my fiance are Virgos. We are 5 days apart. I was born September 12th. His was September 17th. And we are complete opposites. Like, you wouldn't even know that he's a freaking Virgo. So I don't understand. It's like we're complete separate.
Is that because like, he's a guy? And I mean, some things still do fall into the experience gender. Category and gender and how you were raised. So, but there still are basics, you know, within yourself.
I come from a whole family of Virgos. My grandma is a week apart from me. My granddad is a week from her, the 27th.
So, y'all just all party in September. Just fuck it. Everybody
just. My little cousin, the fourth, and we are all completely different people. Like, none of us collide at all. And we're all born in September.
Damn, so well, so September 1st is my birthday. September 2nd is your birthday.
What?
Damn.
Wait, really?
Really? Nah. He was...
Oh, wait, okay.
Really?
I'm just stepping on something like that.
She's like, really? I'm right. Pisces, baby.
Yeah, man. I believe in all of that stuff, man.
I don't know. I used to, and you know, it just I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
It's I mean, for those who believe in the Bible, it's in the Bible too. Astrology.
Well, I believe the Bible, but the astrology, I just freaking Madame Noopspa.
I believe there's some truth to it. I don't believe that it was just completely made up. You know, I believe there is some truth to it. But some people be taking that to a whole different level. Like, oh, sorry, I'm being such a bitch today. Like, I'm a Libra. Like, that just comes with the term. It's like, no, bitch, you're just being a bitch because you just want to. Right. Like, get over yourself. Get up excuses for your zodiac sign. Get over yourself.
Yeah, add an excuse. Add an excuse to why you have an attitude is just stupid. Anybody ever had a card reading or a psychic reading?
No. No, what? No. I did a long time ago. I don't know if my sister kicked it off or my mom kicked it off, but around that time when Cleo was doing the shit, there was another psychic joint, and I think my mom called it, and she was just asking questions. And on everything I love, the lady told about me. She said, "You know, your son, does he play sports?" And so, of course, I sucked at basketball. This is like I was in fifth, sixth grade, and so the lady said, "No, your son's gonna see 3 rings in his life." I'm like, "Oh shit, I'm gonna win a championship!" Oh, dude, I ain't won shit. I'm sitting here. I ain't want a goddamn thing.
What type of ring she might have meant? Like, ring around a tub, ring around the onion ring.
I promise you, from that day forth, every day of my life, I've been figuring out where these damn rings coming from. I'm like, damn, I ain't make the NBA. I'm too short. Fuck it. So I ain't make the football.
And see. And that's why I do not like psychic readings. I would never do one because I don't want anybody to like get into my head and tell me what I'm going to be or what I'm going to do or what's going to happen.
Right.
So,
that's the whole end of the story. Don't believe that shit. The cards don't lie, man. Lord of mercy.
The cards never lie. I thought I told you, but it's your time to try.
Your turn now, Duke.
Hit that note. Nah, y'all got it. Y'all got it.
I'm not hitting no notes. No, but I'm very interested. Like, I find it interesting more than anything. And... Yeah. Maybe I'll do it. Like, I always wanted to do it, like, growing up. I'm like, I wonder. Like, I just want to know, like, where I'm going right now. Or, like, what's happening. Am I going in the right direction? If I'm doing the right thing? I was just young, but, you know. I mean, I'm still young. But I find it very interesting. Like, I love to do, like, research of, like, where it came from. So I can actually know, like, what's a scam, what's not a scam. Because
it's all a scam.
In some places that is actually real. People take it very, very seriously. But bringing it over to the States, it's all like one big, ooh, you know, what's my future telling me? Like, am I going to find Mr. Right tomorrow? Like, it's all a bargain thing, and it's not actually, you know, real.
My grandma used to say, listen to Jesus, baby. That's your psychic right there, sweetie. Listen to Jesus. He tell you everything. He my doctor. He my psychic. He cook for me. He clean for me. Jesus does it all, baby.
My best friend, my husband, my brother.
For real. I don't know about all that now.
Nah, you know what, man? Tomorrow's Father's Day.
It is.
Tomorrow's Father's Day. And you know what? I have a question. You know, single moms are claiming this day. Why? Why are these single moms claiming this day? Like, I get it. He's not in the child's life, so you had to do everything.
Well, I'm mama and daddy 24/7, so it's only right that I, you know, take this day as my own since I've been doing both for however many years. I think it's a bunch of bull.
You can't tell a boy that how to be a man. You can't. You can show him that how a man. You can't even show him how a man's supposed to treat a woman because a man's not there to teach him. You know what I'm saying? I think the female just needs to be the woman that the son would want. I can't even word it right.
Set an example.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, dude?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Women can try their best. Like, they could do X, Y, Z in order to build up a boy into a man. But, you know, at the end of the day, that boy has to take what he's learned and pretty much apply it to life, and life has to apply itself to him because, you know, things are going to happen where you have to act like a man, like, and hopefully, you know, the mother or mothers out there have done the right thing and, you know, told their son, hey, you got to pull yourself up, you know, and stuff like that. But as far as Father's Day goes and single mothers, like, I don't care. Like, if the single mother is really doing the job of two people, I don't care if she put it up there. But don't do it just because, you know, you and the father are not, you know, together, but he's still taking care of his kids.
Don't do it to be spiteful.
Say that again.
I said, don't do it to be spiteful,
right,
basically.
Right, basically. Don't do it just to be an asshole.
That's the thing. Like, they, you know, some women are very petty. Some of them understand like this, real talk, brother. And I don't want to touch on nothing too sensitive for you, but you know, you're OG. You know what I'm saying? Look at you, man. You great. You know what I'm saying? You great, my brother. And I look at some of these. Yo, our brother Jay, yo, look at that and what situation he's in. That young man that he was stepfather to, I feel sorry for him. Yo, remember he told us that he had to break him from some of the stuff that his mom was showing him. And, yo, she's petty as fuck. That boy, God forbid that boy grow up to be real feminine. It ain't nothing wrong with, being... Like a man being a man, but also having that small that one percent of femininity. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But if this boy is walking around like Lucius, what was the old boy off Empire with the heels on? If he walking around like that and shit, something wrong.
Yeah,
something is totally wrong. And I just think some of these women are so petty that they like, yo, fuck your daddy. He ain't shit. Do what I do. I've seen pictures where these boys are dressing like their mom. Their mom got on tight ass jeans and shit. And these boys got on the same thing matching. Like, no, fam. Put that boy in some Tims and some shorts and let him go do his thing. Don't let that boy look like you. What the fuck wrong?
Yeah, or taking pictures butt ass naked with your son.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he think that's cool.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Fuck that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I forbid. No. Hell no.
But, you know, I don't know, man. Father's Day is going to be a mixed bag for everybody, really.
True.
Because I'm not going to lie, like, I fell into that trap, too, because I know how my mother, like you just said, I know how my mother raised me.
Right.
And she played the part for two people, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
I fell in, a couple of years ago, I was, you know, advocating, like, I was on Father's Day, like, yo, I want to thank my mother on Father's Day. You know what I'm saying?
I remember you saying something like that, yeah.
Yeah, but after that, I was just like, okay, let me not do that. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know what because they were still cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? Up until my mother had her, till she got sick, her and my father was still cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, my mother didn't hate him. Right. So it's like, I can't, you know, apply none of my emotions to who he is or what they went through. So,
right,
this is what it is, man. But hopefully, everybody enjoys their day tomorrow.
Are we going to that softball game tomorrow?
Yeah, we there, man.
All right, I'm there. You said let me know if it was out south, though.
Huh?
You said let me know if it was out south.
Man, you got the flyer, you got the address.
Fuck,
I didn't
that
even
shit.
Look
I
it up.
Hey, I asked you a question.
I didn't even look it up. Well, I don't know. I'm telling you, I don't know.
All right, see how stupid he is, y'all.
It can be east, west.
When you 6'8", you're dumb.
Everybody who's 6'8", listening.
Yeah.
His address is.
Hey.
No,
nah, I'm fucking.
Just so you know.
No, man. Yeah, so. Yeah, we got that out of the way. Let me ask y'all another question. I was watching some on Facebook, this week, and this happened in the UK. It kind of freaked me out because how soon or how close is it going to happen in the States? Or at this point in time, how long or how far is it from happening in Chicago? It was this video of these people just driving, minding their business, and a gang of people just come out of nowhere, like the Purge.
I saw that video.
Yeah, that shit. And that looked like the real Purge. Like the first, my first mistake, a motherfucker coming with a stick in my car and I ain't done shit to him, I'm going to run this dumb ass over.
I'm running people over.
Fuck that.
I'm putting that motherfucker either in reverse or drive.
You know what I'm saying? How long do you think we have before something like that really happens where people can kill somebody for 24 hours and then government races like it's nothing?
I don't think we're gonna go down that route. If anything, I can foresee like another civil war take place.
Oh yeah, that's definite. Unfortunately,
I think that will pretty much be what it turns into. But it would be mostly out of America. Let's see, 95% race driven.
Yeah.
But I also feel like most of us gonna get to them student loans with a little bit of the legal rates.
Duke, you still paying on some? Void.
No invoice decline.
No comment.
And what they say, I hope somebody hacking the Sally Mae.
No, for real.
Exactly.
Pay my school loans.
Man, erase my debt.
And that makes you think though, like, you know, if y'all can hack into the White House and all that shit, what happened to y'all motherfuckers hacking to Sally Mae? So that means it seems like somebody is being paid to hack in there within the government, I believe. Me. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't hacking into Sally Mae, what the fuck? What makes you, you know, why anybody hacking into that?
I mean, most of these kids are just, you know, they just doing shit just to do it. Sally Mae ain't really no big deal to them. And they not really going in there and doing anything. They going in there and stealing information for their own self. They're not going in there helping nobody out.
They ain't got to help nobody out, but shit, if somebody pay you, why not? I'll give you $2 to go ahead and take off that shit.
Right. That's what Apple did when they first came out with the iPhone.
Shit.
Like, within, like, I say, like, maybe 2 years, somebody had hacked into iPhone, like, the database or whatever you want to call it, and they gave a kid a job, and he was only, like,
I heard
16.
That. Yeah, I heard that, yeah.
Yeah. He was like, let him join us.
Why not? Shit, I wish I was smart like that. Like, I'm hacking everything. Like, hey,
Well, how much money you want?
Yeah, I would have hacked a lot of shit.
For real. And then I would, and then I would have stopped. I would have got what I needed and got the fuck out.
I heard about that guy that was what did he work? He worked at like a naval base or something like that.
Hmm.
Back in like 1970s or 1980s, right?
Who are you talking about?
It was some random dude, some random white dude. And he was working. He was at work. And he I guess during his break, he went to the bank, took out like $30,000, and he bounced. And he was never heard from again up until like a couple weeks ago.
Damn.
This man had changed his whole identity and was gone for like 30 plus years.
Shit, man, I should do that shit.
Yeah, I don't think you can do it now. Not nowadays. Now. Hell no. Somebody gonna find you.
media takeout is hilarious. So they basically got exclusive. Amber Rose is dating Kyrie Irving.
Oh my god!
Like this chick, if she is, she's just ho hopping through everybody. Like damn, yo, cuda muck.
Let's talk about Amber Rose. Can we? Since we have female. Since we have a female, I always wanted to ask these questions to a female, intelligent one.
Yes.
So I'm gonna ask these questions. So, like, I don't have a problem with Amber Rose at all.
I don't either.
As far as like who she dates, I really don't care. She doesn't seem like a hoe to me. She's been in relationships, right? So my thing is, what the fuck is a slut walk? What was that all about? That's all I want to know. Because the name alone turns me off from it.
Don't turn me
I'm
off.
I'm supporting it. So I'm trying to figure out what it's about. What's the point of the name? All of that. I just want to know all of that. Because it made no sense to me when she tried to explain it on another show.
Oh, I think that's what you're talking about. Yeah. Well, I know sluts walk. They walk spankly.
Okay, we going Terrell. You gonna take a pause on you for right now, okay? Because
brother, you let me finish.
Okay, my bad. Go ahead, man. Continue with what you were.
See, when a slut walk, it's kind of funky. It's kind of like their ass is just plop 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 plop, and they look like they should stink. You know what I'm saying? If they got a lot of ass, if the circumference of their buttocks is very huge, they look funky. And then if you go down there and you smell it, you're like, ooh, that's a stink. What made you mind, man? I've been
Oh, okay. Now it's making sense.
Jerk.
But nah, that whole slut walk stuff, man, I just didn't get it.
No, seriously, I think the slut walk is it's like a thought's endearment. You know what I'm saying?
But is it though? The way she explained it, it was like, you know, females can have sex and not be ashamed. That's what I thought it was. And I was like, who the fuck is being ashamed if you're having sex? Like, who cares? You know what I'm saying? So, I didn't get it. But I don't understand why I call it a slut walk. Because that's like an oxymoron. It's like to your message. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're trying to present a positive message, why put a negative name to it? You know what I'm saying?
I ain't going to front. Like, I ain't never seen nothing positive about anything she do anyway. Like,
well, yeah,
besides loving her son. That's about it. That's only possible.
Man, I've never seen this woman with a kid, man.
You ain't never seen her Wiz Khalifa's kid?
I've seen Wiz with them kids. I ain't never seen her with them kids. Unless 21 Savage is her son. I ain't never seen her with no kids, man. Unless 21 Savage is her son. I never seen. And you know what? 21 Savage do look like Wiz and Amber Rose's son, though, bro.
Hey.
Look like.
How old is he?
21.
So when he turned 22, he'll be 22 Savage?
Nah, it was a 22 Savage. And he was 19. So, I don't know.
Oh, man.
Nah, 21 Savage. He's like 32 by now. That motherfucker old as hell. Like, talking about 21.
Old ass. Hey, that's what it is. That's what rappers doing now. Old asses. We talking about when we was riding. Like, we could come out with a rap album. Doogie House.
We could. Doogie House.
Do the Doogie House.
Hell yeah, we can come out with anything nowadays. Shit.
You know, shit.
It'll sell. All we need is one hit wonder.
That's all we need. I'm cool with that.
As long as it bang in the club, that's all that matters. We'll be straight.
No, man. But, you know, this is fun. And if y'all didn't hear the show we did like earlier, please tune in. Check it out, man. But from my brother Duke and my sister Toria, we're going to call it a night, y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Check y'all out, or check us out next Saturday with some more dope shit.
Tell your friends, tell your mamas, tell your uncles, your whoever.
Tell all your mamas. Yes. Because I'm a motherfucker.
Hey man, do your drops, man. Go ahead. Do your drops. Do your thing, man. Hey. I'm being a cut over here, man. Do your thing.
Peace, y'all. See y'all next Saturday, y'all.
All right.